Joining us right now is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, so we all have to get there and make sure we honor our mothers and the women in our lives. I think I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually planning on taking my wife kayaking and then having the kids back in for a barbecue.
Oh, nice. That's a great day. Yeah, and it looks like weather-wise, we'll keep our fingers crossed, but looking pretty good for Sunday right now.
You know, I've, as we talked earlier, it seems like the legislative body gets all the problems for the weather, but none of the credits. But I want to say it this way here, that when the weather is good, it's the legislative's action. When the weather is bad, it's usually the weathermen.
Oh, there you go. I like that. That's right. And I do have to say that one of our listeners did file a complaint against you, because normally when you're on Friday mornings, it's sunshine. And for the last few weeks, you've not brought us any sunshine.
What I'm working on right now, Kevin, is no ice or frost or snow. So I think I'm getting that covered.
You've got that covered. Yeah, that's for sure. We're at least warming up.
At least, yes. It actually feels nice out today.
It does. Yeah. Well, speaking of warming up, things are heating up in Lansing. We got quite a few things on the agenda here to talk about. The first one up, one of the last things we discussed before we went on, the Right to Farm Act. This is pretty interesting. I don't know a lot about this, and I'm sure listeners don't either.
Well, the Right to Farm Act has been around for decades, and what it is where a farm, and this came about with commercial farms, these commercial farms that are big, or any farming activity that truly is a business, they've been there for generations. And as we grow as a people and the suburbs move closer and closer to the farms and the newer homes go in, there were in areas, not so much up north, but further south, where the new municipality or the new subdivision had more people, actually more voters in, than a farm. You know, a farm obviously is a big acreage. And they were passing zoning that were outlawing certain farm acts, like manure spreading or pig farms or chicken farms, something that may have an odor. So the Right to Farm Act came in to protect those people. But there is a little misconception going on right now that our little local farms or little gardens that we have in our backyards could be challenged by this act, and it's not true. So we're going to be putting out a press release, Kevin, and get it to all of you folks and get the truth out there. Local municipalities have always had the right to zone out, say, in your backyard, you can't raise chickens. Mm-hmm. But, you know, most of the municipalities actually encourage gardening. So it's a good thing to keep an eye on.
All right. And we will look for that press release and get the word out to them. Some of the other big things, the Detroit bailout's been in the news quite a bit.
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, Kevin, I had a great meeting, myself and a couple other legislators, with Kevin Orr, the emergency financial manager out of Detroit. And the man is incredibly intelligent, incredibly articulate, and is doing a job that nobody wants to do. And he's pulling everybody together. Everybody's putting some skin in the game. You know, they're pulling in the collective bargaining units. The retirees are stepping up to the plate. There are a group of philanthropists that are putting in over $300 million to help bail out Detroit, just because they love the city. And we're down to about $200 million that we need to shorten the gap on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kevin, people up north say, I don't want to bail out Detroit. I don't want to help Detroit. Detroit's got their own problems. They made them themselves. And all of that's true. Unfortunately, if we don't do something in Detroit to help settle this problem, we as taxpayers in Michigan are going to be on the hook for generations to pay down their debt and their obligations. We have to. So as much as I'm going to hate the thought of having to do something, we have to do something. And, you know, there's about 200 retired police and firemen in the 106th District that rely on their pensions. So there's lots that we need to do, lots of concerns there. So we're working on it very hard and trying to come up with the right solutions. And that'll be at the forefront again next week.
All right. And, of course, we had it as one of our news stories today. The ongoing road funding issue.
Right. We passed a package of bills out of the House yesterday, which we'll now send over to the Senate. If they pass in the form in which they passed that, they'll generate somewhere between $450 million and $500 million a year for our roads. Now, as I travel around, and I know you've done a multitude of shows and had call-ins of people saying, we need to do something.
Yeah.
And we do. We honestly need to do something. So a package of bills passed yesterday. Some of them are are revenue neutral, meaning that it's not costing anybody any extra dollars. Some of them are actually going to cost a little more, and some of them we heard overwhelmingly that people believe the trucking industry doesn't pay their fair share. So actually working with the trucking industry, we all got together in a room, and now they're holding their nose on it. They're not necessarily happy, but they understand. So permit fees are going up on heavy loads. Fines are going up on people that cheat. And as if you don't know how a fine is issued on a motor vehicle, that money is dedicated to libraries, judges' pensions, and some other things. It actually doesn't go back into the road.
Mm, okay.
So what we've done is said, okay, listen, these fines are generated because of road work or road usage. It's going back in the roads.
Sure.
So we're doing that without shortchanging the libraries, by the way. So it's very complicated, but we're going in the right direction.
You are. And finally, let's talk a little bit about the budgets. Seems like you guys got that all wrapped up.
We should be. We voted on the education portion of the budget on Thursday. K-12 and our district will be getting more money. It's never enough in some people's eyes, and others it's too much. But nevertheless, some monies are coming back. Monies are coming back to local governments. Now, we're wrapping this budget up as we go. We should be voting our portion of the budget out next week. Send it over to the Senate, and then we meet for conference committee, and looks like we'll have it done by June 1 again this year.
Very good, as always. Well, if they want more information, we talked about a lot of things today. How do they get more information from you, my friend?
517-373-0833. And, Kevin, I would love to hear from folks on the Detroit bailout and roads. Yeah. If they want to give me a call, I'd love to hear from them.
Very good. Well, Peter, I'm on vacation next week, so I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Well, I hope you get all that yard work done.
Yeah, you've got it. Yard work, and maybe if I can find you one of our fine feathered friends, I'm going to do that too. So.
Very good, sir. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Time.